along the cultural front line this week is Gaza in the occupied Palestinian territories. It's another place with strict codes of behaviour for women. But as the journalist Khalid Diab explains, some women are finding ways to defy expectations through art and political empowerment.
The word hermit usually evokes images of men with overgrown beards living in a cave, up a hill, or battling spiritual demons in the desert. But in hermetically sealed, overcrowded and ultra-conservative Gaza, the allure of ascetic isolation stretches to the young and artistic woman. In a territory where the ruins outnumber the intact buildings, where many families live tend to a room or out in the open, being able to withdraw within, into your own private shell, can feel like a luxury. An artist without sufficient liberty is not able to practice her art, Nidat Badouan tells me. My room was the only place in Gaza where I could practice my art. Living under the twin confinements of the Israeli blockade and bombings, as well as Islamist rule, which saw Hamas's morality police arrest Badouan for an outdoor performance she once gave, the young artist, who is 28, decided on a path of self-imposed isolation. Hidden away inside her creative solitary confinement cell, measuring barely 10 square meters, Badouan creates art. She takes selfies that resemble classical portraits in their rich compositions of color and texture. I focused on the expressions of the body and its language, Badouan explains. I tried to create homogeneous communication and dialogue between me, my ideas, my body movements, and all of the elements and colors of photography. The results are eye-catching. One photo or portrait shows Nidar in tight black leggings doing a four ballet move in a dimly lit studio. The same leggings feature in another image of her sitting on an improvised swing made out of an old tire suspended between two ladders, looking defiantly, even regally to one side while she buttons up her shirt. Another image portrays her looking into a pocket mirror while applying rouge to her blood-red lips. These and other portraits featured in Badouan's first exhibition, 100 Days of Solitude, which met with critical acclaim. Nidar explained to me that in her work she introduces a different, alternative image of Palestinian and Gazan women, but that she isn't out explicitly to challenge stereotypes. I simply express myself through my art, she stresses. Nevertheless, this private self-expression is subversive. Outside the four walls of Badouan's studio, a very different reality exists. Strict rules dictate what a good Palestinian woman should look like and how she should be represented. Society does not see women or imagine what they think, observes Nidar. This was driven home to me during an encounter with a group of young female and male writers in Gaza City. Our conversation shifted to how the hijab is often misrepresented in the West as solely a tool of female subjugation. One of the young men in the group provocatively asked me my personal attitude towards the headscarf. Even my diplomatic answer, that I did not approve of it, but that I respected women who don it voluntarily, elicited a storm of outrage, amongst the women more than the men. Although many women who wear the hijab out of conviction see it as empowering, this is not how the Islamist patriarchy regards it. I was reminded of this sitting at the front of the distinctive green and white buses which serve the Palestinian neighborhoods of East Jerusalem. I was unsettled by faceless twin sisters who stood side by side on a glass panel behind the driver and stared at me eyelessly. These poster girls for the hijab advise our Muslim sisters on how to wear the Islamic headdress and clothes correctly in order to be decent believers. Not only does this poster, likely produced by a committee of conservative men, presumed to tell women what they should wear, it depicts them as minions without faces. Though the faceless caricature is probably supposed to illustrate piety and modesty, its underlying message is that women should be invisible, neither heard nor seen, except discreetly and demurely. But this has not always been the case. Despite the Islamist preference for feminine coyness, defiant women have long been a staple of Palestinian political art, especially on the left. The poster girl of that muscular defiance has to be Leila Khaled, the first woman ever to hijack an aircraft in 1969, which was heading from Rome to Athens. One iconic image captures her staring dreamily while holding an AK-47 and wearing a ring made of a bullet and a grenade pin. Leila Khaled was a member of the Marxist-Leninist Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, or PFLP, which, like much of the Palestinian secular left, saw the empowerment of women as a crucial prerequisite for national salvation and justice. Despite the massive gains by Islamists and conservatives, the subversive female-centric art of the late 1960s and 1970s is making a comeback. As if to say to them, look, your misogyny and religiosity has failed to liberate us. A new poster produced during the current upheavals features a drawing of a woman with her hair and face covered up. But this is not for religious reasons, as reflected in a Palestinian kafir doing the covering. It is to conceal her identity, for she is an intifadista, as conveyed by the slingshot, Molotov cocktail, knife, rocks and rose in her satchel. This provoked a backlash from conservatives, who posted hundreds of misogynistic comments on social media, bizarrely and surreally protesting the tight clothes used in the image, and demanding that fathers and brothers should keep their womenfolk away from protests and clashes. But a new generation of young and determined women are refusing to be cowed, and are taking on both the occupation and the patriarchy. Nidat Badouane is doing it by carving out her own private public artistic protest space. Other women are claiming and reclaiming the public sphere.
Khalid Diab. That's all for this week's episode. Join me next week for another journey along the cultural front line.